Hi, Elias.
Hi, are you okay? I've got Francis Mackey on the line with us. We've just got an updated brief of address for us.
I'm sorry, buddy, I never seen me dial it on.
Oh, you mean all right, mate.
Mackey, spell that your name for me.
M-A-C-K-I-E.
Oh, Mackey.
Yeah.
Call him Mackey, yeah.
Francis Mackey.
Oh, Francis Mackey, chief.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, nice one.
Nice one. Hello, pop through now.
Yeah. Hi,
hello.
Francis. I've got Mike on the line with you now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Francis.
Hiya, how are you doing?
How are you?
Hi, fine.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes for Francis to have a quick
chat? Hi, fine, hi.
Fantastic. Thank you, Francis. Just to let you know, Francis, all of our calls are recorded for training and marathon purposes.
Hi.
Obviously, we've spoken to Elias and the team over there in our customer care team.
Hi.
What happens now, Francis, is obviously we've applied to Scottish Redress on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
They've looked at your care settings, the dates that you were in the care settings, looked at your care settings and deemed you worthy enough for an application number. So you now have an application number. So they think you've got a case. True shot. It's my role as part of the investigation team here in MMA is to go out and gather the evidence for you. No, so that's right into social services, educational policies of your care settings. But it's also to get to know you a bit better, Miss Mackey, and trying to understand, you know, the trauma you faced as a child, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life. Stuff that we can evidence, like diagnosis of, you know, mental health issues, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of issues with alcohol or substances. What I'll do, Francis, is I'll write to, you know, GP, NHS, any hospitals, rehabilitation centres, the likes. And what I'll do, Francis, is I'll gather all that information for you. And paint a picture of, you know, Francis Mackey, not just in care, but also because of care. And when Scottish Redress are deliberating on our case, Francis, they have to take that into consideration. So, I am going to ask you some tough questions, Francis. I do apologise profusely, I am sorry, Francis. Well, have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression?
I have been diagnosed with it. I've been on tablets since I was 16.
Okay. And what's that for?
Depression.
Okay. From 16, yeah?
Maybe before I did a thing, I can't remember. It's not long ago.
Okay. If that's just a... Okay, so that's fine. So I can get any other, you know, anxiety from your GP's records from there. Have you ever been diagnosed with any other mental health problems?
I have got bipolar, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I do know that I had a mental health worker about 6-7 years ago. He wouldn't advise me to open my letters.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to get my letters open so I could read them for when I was a child. And she advised against it.
Okay.
Says I would just be opening a can of worms to myself.
Okay.
That'll be that. Because it was a post from an event here, wrote me.
Okay.
And with the mental health work, it was up through the GP, was it?
Aye.
Okay, so I'll get that.
Dr. Green's hospital.
And how long was you...
How long was you under that mental health worker for?
Oh, Chris knows enough for me.
A long time? A month? A day?
Oh, I'm not sure. That long ago?
Yeah.
I wonder that mental health then.
Okay.
I took my life a few months ago, so I just did that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Okay, would you mind
starting
that last
one, please? Okay, the suicide attempt, Francis, was you hospitalised for that, or have you ever been hospitalised for suicide attempt? Okay.
Yeah, I lost my life, apparently, I had to be taken back, so
yeah.
I don't know, never mind, but anything.
Do you mind asking what was that, an overdose, Francis, or was that...
Aye, an overdose, I tell you.
Okay. Overdose. Go back to life, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, Francis, and I'm going to take your GP's details off you.
Maricose Medical Practice.
Murray Coast.
Aye, medical practice. Newton Road, Walking House.
Yeah, don't
try and get that.
IU316TZ. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's right here. Murray Coast Medical Practice. How long have you been with FGP for, Francis?
Well, come my wife.
Yeah, what year was you born? I can't actually get you.
Elgin.
In what year was you born, sorry, Francis?
Oh, in 1967.
Okay, perfect. Can I take the name of the hospital that you were...
Dr. Gray's Hospital, Elgin.
Dr. Gray's, yeah?
And I used to go to this wifey at some place, but I can't mind up with to do the social work, I think.
If you get some shit address and the contact details for Dr. Gray.
Yeah?
I'm just getting the address and the
contact
details for Dr. Gray. So that was 20, that was a few months ago, you said, wasn't it? Would that be 2025 or 2026?
2024,
okay. So, I am going to write to the social services of the care set and something.
When I get that information, do you want me to send you copies of it?
Aye, please.
Okay. So what we'll do, Francis, is when we get the information back from the social services of the three separate cases and you gave us, I'll send you copies of absolutely everything that I get.
Okay, that's fine.
What we'll do, Francis, we'll go through that together. Yourself and one of the members of our team. If you're happier or more comfortable doing it with a female colleague, that's totally fine. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So what we'll do, for instance, is we'll go through everything together, make sure you're happy with everything that is collected. We'll go through all of your statements as well. Sure you're happy with all of your statements and that everything in your statements have everything that you want need to be in it. And then what we'll do, Francis, is then we'll do what's called our final submission. That's where we bring all of your evidence from your time and care, your statements, your medical records, your claim, obviously with the mental health and the evidence of, you know, suicide attempts. We can pin all that back to childhood trauma.
I've been taking a pain on overdose when I was 19 or 18, you know.
Okay. And what
I'll be on my medical report.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll pin everything to your claim and to your application number, and then what we do, Francis, is we await what's called a panel base. We have a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge and adjudicate our claim. It's all done behind closed doors, Francis, so there's no need for you to attend. Okay, so we don't want to attend that. Hopefully from there we'll then be notified of recognition of wrongdoing. We have an apology to you and also an offer of financial compensation, Miss Mackie.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Aye, that's fine.
Fantastic. Francis, do you have any questions for me about that process?
No. No, that's okay.
Just to manage your expectations, Francis, I will get your medical records back pretty quickly, within 6 to 8 weeks. But the social service records probably going to take you anywhere up to 10 months. Even though we are a law firm, they dig their heels in and try and, you know, make it as difficult as possible for us. But we will get it for you. So, just obviously because of sensitive nature of these cases, Francis, and in the eyes of the law, you're deemed as a vulnerable client because of your time and care, your mental health, and obviously your past suicide attempts. I have to just go back a step with you and just make sure that you are fully aware of ARCs and being.
I've made it tight on the phone.
Yeah, Nicole, just going through on this compliance call, I'll be 2 minutes. You take me 2 minutes, Francis. So just to let you know, Francis, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress scheme yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. But obviously that would entail you gathering and creating your own evidence and submitting your own case. But that's an option. Option two, Francis, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, but won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Francis, is that those law firms get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw that case. So they get paid no matter what. We don't, Francis, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want handouts from the Scottish Government. We definitely most certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And then we'll leave the law firm to go out and gather as much evidence for you to give you the best chance of winning the most out of this process. Our fee centers are capped at 15% plus VAT. The VAT is, will net you out at 19.2% in total in fees, so you'll never pay us more than 19.2% in fees. On the no fee side,
because obviously you're deemed as a vulnerable client. If you're unsuccessful with your case, we'll never come looking for our fees from your side of the from your end. Our insurance cover will cover all of our costs. Do you understand those two options I've just given you?
Aye.
Perfect. And you're happy for me to continue with your case?
Aye.
Excellent. You signed documentation with us, Francis, on the 9th of April, and you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is we won't start work on your case until after the 14 days cooling off, which is the 23rd of April. You have the right to rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away. Change your mind if you like, or if you're happy with us as your lawyers, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case straight away. But that's up to you, Francis.
No, it's all right. I'm on your go.
You're happy to wait for 14 days to unlock period? Okay, perfect. Francis, you have my... I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. I'll touch base with you every 4 to 5 weeks, let you know how I'm getting on. And I won't keep you any further, Francis.
Right, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Francis. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.